So, hey, it's been a while since I did a real talk about books, and I just recently read a really, really good Stephen King book. I also read a graphic novel type book. Both were absolutely great. The graphic novel was My Favorite Thing is Monsters, and it was amazing. The art was fantastic. Both of these were recommended by a friend. And then someone bought me last year the Kindle book of Fairy Tale by Stephen King. And I will say, highly, highly recommend both books. Both were fantastic. King was back in rare form. Better than I've seen him in a while. It was an amazing story, gripping, thrilling. It grabbed you by the throat and kept you coming back for more. My favorite thing is Monsters was very intriguing, and it kept you wanting to see like what was going to happen next. And the art was just, as I said before, it was just fantastic. So I highly recommend those two books. My favorite thing is Monsters is by Emile Ferris, and again, Fairy Tale by Stephen King. I'm not going to ruin anything about the books, but I will say they're fantastic reads. Let's see, what else have I been doing book-wise? I started Holly today, which is part of the Mr. Mercedes series of Stephen King. Holly has been great so far. King shows his writing by making me almost puke in one scene. So, yeah, he's a great writer. But yeah, I mainly like mystery, fantasy, and horror novels for the most part. I've read some other ones. I like the Clan of the Cave Bear series. And I also liked some of the Laurel K. Hamilton stuff before they turned into porn. But after they turned into porn, you read it for the porn. But some of the stories that the vampires and Anita Blake as a vampire hunter instead of a mystical being was pretty cool. The Fairy World by Laurel K. Hamilton was pretty good too. But again, that was a lot of sex as well. She just throws a lot of sex in her books. But, you know, it's hers. So make it your own, right? I like Dean Arcunz. I like Sue Grafton for mysteries, Joel Rothenberg for fantasy, or Rosenberg, not Rothenberg. My bad. Joel, sorry. He wrote a series way back in the day called Guardians of the Flame, and that series is pretty amazing. It's about a group of people who play a tabletop game and become their characters. So, yeah, it's definitely every D&D geek's dream, or you know, nightmare, whichever you prefer. But yeah, I like those types of books. But those the two that I read recently, I highly recommend. For the most part, I don't get a huge amount of reading time, so I try to pick and choose my books now. But I've read a lot of books in the past. I've read a lot of Kuntz, and I really do appreciate their writing. I have to have a book now that kind of grips me and pulls me in to keep me there, due to how busy my life is. But once a book does grip me, it pulls me in. I don't want to do anything else. So again, why pick and choose when I read when I have more spare time? So yeah, that's my take on books. I figure I'll throw in a few things on some recent TV shows that I've been watching. Because books weren't lasting that long. So, real talk, we'll do movies or TVs and TV and books. So, I've been watching Only Murders in the Building, which I think is available on Hulu in the US, and outside the US, it's on Disney Plus, maybe? Maybe not. It might just be on Hulu. I'm not sure. But if you can get your hands on the show, it's on the third season, and the third season ends early October. Highly, highly recommend it. It is Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, and Martin Short. And if you are at all over the age of 30, you know who these people are. Although most people know who Selena Gomez is. But you know who they are, and you know how great actors and actresses that they can be. This is the series about a murder podcast that everyone's been wanting. It's amazing. It's hilarious. It's everything wrapped into one. There's a whole fandom behind it that tries to solve the case while it's going on and everything. And it's just, they brought in Meryl Streep for this season, along with, and I can't think of his name, but it's the blue-eyed cute doctor from Grey's Anatomy. He's there too. But yeah, it's been a great series. I also recently watched all of The Good Doctor, which is about a doctor who has autism, and it's an amazing portrayal of the problems with autism and just overcoming a lot of stuff. I mean, he's definitely very capable, but the quirks that go with being or having autism is definitely a good watch. It's also just a great heartwarming story with some wonderful characters. And then again, I have a good friend who really likes medical shows, so we're watching The Resident right now. And that one, again, it goes more into the dark side of the medical field and hospitals and the bad things than a lot of other hospital shows. So I kind of like that. But the characters, again, are also heartwarming and fantastic. Makes you hate them, makes you love them. Theo from The Cosby Show, for us older folks, he plays one of the doctors in there, and he's amazing in this. I can never remember actors' names, I'm sorry. But yeah, so that is pretty much what I've been up to, that, working and, you know, taking care of kids. So read some books, watch some TV shows, movies. I haven't seen a lot of new ones, so I'm not going to throw my hat in for movies. So it's just going to be TVs and books today. And thank you for tuning in to Real Talk. If there is some topic you would like to hear me speak about, please let me know. And I can add it into the rotation. And I hope that you guys have a wonderful day. And I will speak at you later. Bye, folks.